Welcome to Drilled on Earnings. I've got the latest quarterly results from Adobe, reporting what they call fiscal first quarter. Futurum Group's chief market strategist, Corey Johnson, with a business story behind one stock on the move. Adobe earnings, an important company because they're trying to make this leap into the world of AI. So we look at the earnings, we look at the future, we look at the beat or the miss. That's all that Wall Street really looks at. And Wall Street saw a beat here, but they saw guidance that was less than they had hoped for. And yeah, the story here is about AI. We're going to dig into the business, not just the miss or the beat. Here's the actual numbers of the business. We're $5.18 billion in revenues for the quarter, up 11% year over year. Profits of net income of $620 million, down massively from last year's $1.3 billion. That's largely due to a $1 billion acquisition termination fee after the company is unable to complete its merger with Figma. So yeah, $1 billion off the top line will do that, or at least the middle line, if you want to call it that. They had a new line in their income statement. Let's look a little bit deeper here beyond the headline numbers. And what you saw here was pretty good growth, 11% growth year over year, as I said. But where's the AI? All this spending on AI. They've been talking about their Firefly product and their generative AI product, how it's going to lead to great growth for this company. But it's not there. And their RPOs, their remaining performance obligations. So those are deals they've signed without taking in the revenues or the recurring revenues. The RPO number was big, but it was only up 2%. Now you can see that on a year-over-year basis, those numbers tend to dip in the calendar fiscal quarter, the quarter that ends in March. In the December timeframe, they tend to be higher. You can see the kind of budget flush that goes with that deals getting signed at the end of the year. But as a percentage of revenues, their RPOs are still sitting pretty, according to my analysis, at 339% of revenues for the quarter. That's pretty good and hanging in there. But when the numbers came out, the stock sold off big time in after-hours trading, down not quite 10% there, but a good sell-off nonetheless. And even for the year now, the stock is kind of back to where it was in the fall. But the fundamental question here, really an existential question for Adobe, in a world where generative AI will let anyone create illustrations and images and videos, are they not going to need to use Adobe's software to make those illustrations and images and videos? Or will they use Adobe's software to generate AI illustrations and images and videos? Look, that was the question put to Adobe's CEO, Shantanu Narayen. Here he is.
I think the first question that I hear across many folks is, hey, with the advent of AI and the increase in the number of models that people are seeing, whether they be image models or video models, does that mean that the number of seats, both for Adobe and in the world, do they increase or do they decrease? To me, there's no question in my mind that when you talk about the models and interfaces that people will use to do creative content, that the number of interfaces will increase. So, Adobe has to go leverage that massive opportunity, but big picture, models will only cause more opportunity for interfaces, and I think we're uniquely qualified to engage in that.
So that was kind of the takeaway of the conference call. A lot of analysts saying, hey, where's the AI money? When's it going to show up? Why do we got to wait till the end of the year if that's indeed when it's going to happen? And what makes you think that those numbers are true? Shantanu Narayen telling us that's exactly what they expect from this company. All right, what does it mean? The big drill on earnings takeaway and one number, the bite, that tells us a whole lot. We'll have that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's your drill down earnings takeaway on the Adobe earnings for the fiscal first quarter just reported. Stock selling off big time. Why? Not because of sales. Sales were okay. $5.18 billion, up 11% on a year-over-year basis. Earnings were expected to be worse because they had a big charge for a Figma acquisition that they could not complete. But the question is, when is the number going to show up in revenues for AI sales? It hasn't happened yet. The guidance was not particularly strong going forward for this company, and that's why the stock is selling off. And yet, there was a lot of action in AI, and that leads us to the bite, the one number that tells us a whole lot. In the quarter before that, using Adobe Firefly, their generative AI tool, Adobe said 6.5 billion pieces of media have been created using their AI tools. So AI is happening at Adobe, but AI revenues aren't there yet. 6.5 billion pieces of media already happening. All right, about 5 billion of those are probably me trying to create graphics for the Drill Down podcast. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Quick earnings takes on Instagram and TikTok at Drill Down Pod. Robust earnings on YouTube. You can follow me at X at Corey TV. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6.5 Media.